From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning. It's Monday morning again. We're glad to have you with us. Do stay now while we join together around the Word of God. Our subject this morning as we study the Gospel of Mark is entitled The Message Christ Preached and the Men Christ Chose. And we're going to read from Mark's Gospel, so do have your Bible close to hand and open it right now at the first chapter. And we'll read from the verse 14 through to the verse 20 of the Gospel. Mark chapter 1, verse 14. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the Gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the Gospel. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets, and followed him. And when he had gone a little further thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, who also were in the ship, mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants, and went after him. Amen, and may God bless that reading from his precious word. Let's have some music now. This is the Salvation Army Singers, and they're singing a grand gospel hymn, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. Let's turn now to those verses that we read earlier. The subject, as I announced, is the message of Christ and the men Christ chose. I have a feeling we're not going to get through all of that, but let's at least have a look at the message Christ preached. We are told what that message was in the verse 15, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." I want you to notice, first of all, that the message the Lord Jesus Christ preached was the same message as that which John the Baptist preached. We can turn back to Matthew's Gospel, the chapter 3, and we read at the beginning of that chapter, the verse 1 of chapter 3 of Matthew, "In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Why, that's the same message that Jesus preached. Jesus preached the same message as John preached. John was now killed, murdered by that evil man, Herod. His voice was silent. He had disappeared from the scene. But his message lived on. His message lived on. For his message was the message that the Lord Jesus Christ preached. Of course, what John preached had been the message that the prophets before him had preached. And the Lord Jesus said, "I am not come to destroy the law and the prophets, but to fulfill." He had come to proclaim the same message as the prophets of old. And there is that continuity of message, you know, in the Bible. When you turn to Genesis, God has only one message for men. When you turn to the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation, God has the same message there. There is no change in the message that God sets before man. In essence, it is that message which John preached and which now the Lord Jesus is preaching. What is the substance of the message that the Savior preached? Well, first of all, he preached repentance. He preached repentance, saying, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent ye, repent ye." What is it God requires of man? What is it God says to man as God draws near unto man? What is it he says to him? Repent ye. Reminds us that we're sinners, doesn't it? If the first thing God has to demand of us, the first thing God says to us is, repent ye. It reminds us that we're sinners. And oh yes, we are, my friends. There is not one of us, but has sinned and come short of the glory of God. We have missed the mark. God has set a standard. We fall short of it all the time. All the time. We don't measure up, and we're sinners. And the message of God to sinners is, repent ye. Repent ye. What does the word repent mean? Well, very simply, it means a complete about turn, an about face, a going in the opposite direction to the one that we have been going in, a complete change of heart. Now, sadly, many people are engaged in a form of repentance which never leads to any change in the life they're living or the direction they're going in. You know it. I know it. How often folk go into a service, go into their church. They say the words, "I repent." And out through the door, they take up where they left off. They're back to the same old activities, the same old things. And somehow or other, they think that that's repentance. Oh no, my friend, it's not. It's not, that's not what Jesus meant when he said, repent ye. He didn't say, go through a little ritual, say a little prayer, utter the words, "I'm sorry," and then just start all over again. That's not repentance. Repentance is a complete change of direction that is issuing forth from a complete change of heart. I'll tell you something more about repentance. It has a friend, a companion. You never see one without the other. The companion is faith. Jesus preached, repent ye and believe. Repent ye and believe. Where you find true repentance, you will also find a believing of the gospel. That is, a resting upon the gospel. A reclining upon the gospel. Not a hoping in the efforts of ourselves. Not a dependence upon our works, but a believing of the gospel. Now that begs the question, what is the gospel? What is the gospel? Well, the gospel is very simply Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. If I were to sum up the gospel, I think I would inevitably turn to John's Gospel, chapter 3, in the verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the gospel. It's a message of God's love giving his Son to die for sinners. And whoever rests in him, leans on him, clings to him, embraces him, believes in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. And where you find a true repentance, a turning away from sin, a turning the back upon the life of sin, you will find a resting in the Lord Jesus Christ. When is it God makes this demand of us? Christ says here, we are to repent, we are to believe, when the kingdom of God has come nigh, or is at hand. My dear friend, when the word of God approaches you, when the gospel is heard by you, when the Bible is expounded in your presence, the kingdom of God has come nigh to you, and it's then time for you to repent. Oh, will you repent today, my friend? Will you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today? I hope that you do. God bless you. As our broadcast nears its end, let me just give you an invitation to Clogher Valley Free Presbyterian Church. They're having special testimony meetings during the month of May, each Sabbath evening at 7:30. If you come along, you'll be made very welcome. Thank you for listening today. Do please tune in again next Monday at 10 o'clock. God bless you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening today. We trust that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here in Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT783RN. Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT783RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 01-3655-6150. 01-3655-6150. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again next Monday morning at 10 o'clock as we let the Bible speak.